Blog Talk Radio. Well, praise God that the Lord does raise us up to a place that we could never be on our own, only in places through Christ. Well, it's good to be with y'all tonight. This is Jeannie. It is Monday night, December 27th. I hope all of y'all had a wonderful Christmas and had a time of relaxing. For the ones that had family to be with, I hope you really enjoyed them and made and created lasting memories. But I just pray that all of you took time to thank Jesus for coming to this earth and for leaving heaven and coming here. What a God we serve. What a lovely Lord that we have. My computer looked like it did the same thing tonight before the program ever logged on. I lost the sound on it, so I went ahead and dialed in with my phone. I can't tell many times if y'all are hearing the songs through the program or if you're hearing them from my phone, to be honest. So if you're hearing it from both places, it might be kind of muddled. I'm not really sure. I have no way of really checking it to know. But anyhow, I'm glad that y'all took your time to be with me tonight and just look forward to visiting with you and to sharing with you and praying with you and believing God for miracles in your life and for breakthrough and understanding in all the areas that you're needing. Get my sound here right quick. You know, many times I do pray beforehand and the Lord gives me something and I'll look up scriptures and things like that. I didn't do as much of that tonight. Of course, we've had carpenters in the house most all day and been out running and going and doing, getting things for the carpenters and getting things to do with this remodel. But I still had things that have been on my heart for several days, and I asked the Lord this afternoon, and I just felt really to kind of talk from my heart. I did pull up one or two scriptures that just crossed my mind, but not really. You know, some Monday nights, you know, I'll read quite a few verses, and tonight is more just sharing. But the thing I have been hearing a lot, and been feeling myself some too, but something I've been hearing over and over from different ones is people talking about this. You know, they'll say that time, they said, it's just one thing behind the next right now. It's just one thing behind the next. I get one thing fixed, and, you know, I get the one thing fixed in the house and the truck breaks down, or I get over some sickness and then there's something else. And people are feeling worn out. And it made me think of that scripture in the Word where it's talking about, in Daniel's talking about the end time. Of course, it's talking about when the Antichrist comes forth. But it does say, you know, that Satan will try to wear out the saints. That'll be his ploy. One of his ploys is to wear out the saints most high. And, of course, it does go on to say, you know, how that the saints will be victorious and will possess the kingdom. And let me see. I think I do have that one on my phone. Yeah. In Daniel 7, I'll read a little of this. And it says, and he shall speak, and I believe this may be talking about the Antichrist, but he shall speak great words against the Most High and shall wear out the saints of the Most High and think to change times and laws, and they shall be given into his hand until a time and times and the dividing of time. But the judgment shall sit, and they shall take away his dominion to consume and to destroy it unto the end. And the kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominions shall serve and obey him. Hitherto is the end of the matter. As for me, Daniel, my cogitations much troubled me, and my countenance changed in me, but I kept the matter in my heart. So, you know, the Word goes on to say that the enemy, he will try to wear out the saints most high. That's one of his ploys in the end time, but that God does give us victory. You know, and the Word says, those that endure to the end shall be saved. But it seems like I'm hearing that more than I ever have before, is people talking about being attacked on many fronts at one time and one thing behind the next, about the time they get victory in one thing, then there's something else that comes along behind it. I know for me personally, it seems like I have heard the Lord really talking about lightening the load, of streamlining certain things. And, you know, many times when the Lord is talking to you about something, he will, you know, he'll have you do things in the natural that can actually be like a sign of what he's doing in the spiritual. You know, in the word says first the natural, then the spiritual. Sometimes the Lord may lead you to clean out your closet some when he's wanting you to clean some things out of your life. But I know for me, I have really sensed the Lord talking to me about simplifying things in our life. You know, and I've been asking him, God, how do I do that? What can I eliminate? What can I change that will simplify our situation? And I honestly think the move is part of it. There will be many challenges in that, and there is. But ultimately, I think it will simplify our situation. But even as recently as you know, we've been this year trying to do more, you know, do AI on the cattle and things like that, and it has become time consuming because some of the ones have not taken as easily and have had to go back to the veterinary stuff like that to try to get them AI'd again. And just last week, I really sensed, you know, the Lord leading me to go ahead and buy a bull and turn out. And so that's what we did over Christmas Day and the day after is drove up west of Fort Worth and had purchased a bull and went to pick him up. So we had a nice road trip, just the two of us, for Christmas and some pretty scenery and got to pick up our bull. But that was one step I felt like, and okay, this will eliminate some trips and hauling cattle back and forth and the continual just process of having to go through that over and over. I felt like really the Lord leading me to, let's do this so that we can just turn him out and not have to constantly be messing with the cattle as far as hauling them back and forth. But I have still sensed the Lord, even now, continually talking to me about, you know, streamlining things, setting aside weights, things that are time-consuming, things that are maybe not necessary, you know, that we, for one thing, things that take up our time from the Lord, you know. And as we have been in the middle of all of this, I have been like, God, it seems like I'm having difficulty finding time just to pull aside with you and spend time in worship and prayer, you know, when we've got people in and out of the house and things going on. So I thought about one thing that came to mind this afternoon is I was reminded of when Paul, I take it back, it wasn't Paul, it was Jonah. When he was on the boat, you know, he had run from the Lord. The Lord told him to go to Nineveh. He didn't want to go. And so he got on the boat to go to another town. And that's when the storm come up. And the sailors were they were in danger of losing their lives, of losing the ship. You see, when that storm come up, at first those men on board, they started to throw things overboard to lighten the load. They started throwing their cargo overboard to lighten the load of the ship. And, of course, ultimately then he did tell them that he was running from the voice of the Lord and why that was happening, and they threw him overboard at his request. But what the part of it that was coming to mind was that when these people got into the midst, when they were in the midst of the storm, one thing they started doing was lightening their load. They started throwing things overboard. They started lightening the load of that ship. And that's a little bit of what I've been sensing is, you know, so many people are going through things. So many people are going through, you know, when they're saying it's one thing behind the next, it's one thing behind the next. Sometimes when we're going through difficulty or when we're going through storms is to lighten our load so that it doesn't sink the ship, so to speak, that we start to take some things off our plate. And it takes asking God. I mean, it really does. Because God knows the areas that we need to, that we can cut back, or areas, things that would be unnecessary, or things that are weighty to us, those things that would be weighty, that would pull us down, that would distract us, those things that are can be set aside even for a season. The Lord will let us know. You know, for all of us, there's a lot of things we can do that may be good things, but maybe are not necessarily God things or not God things for that season. And even where other people are concerned, you know, that many times will pull on us and want us to participate in this and participate in that and, oh, can you help do this and help do that? And that doesn't mean those things are bad things. And many times it may be something that were we in a different season or different time, the Lord might say to do it. Most of us want to be helpful. Most of us want to be available to help other people. But I have found that there's been times I have said yes to things that later the Lord chastised me about it and was like, you need to come ask me before you answer someone. You know, because someone would ask me about doing something and I'd think, oh, well, that's a good thing. And sure, I can do that. And then later, you know, after the Lord would talk to me about it, would have to graciously say, you know what, I didn't ask God about that. And the Lord is saying that I'm not to do that. Or maybe would let me do it just for a short while because I had already said something and then would have me graciously back out. But God knows, you know, God knows what we should be in, and there are times we do have to say no, and as I have learned, even those things that seem like good things at the time, at least for me, I have to go and ask God about it. It can be very easy to assume something's okay because it's God-related, so to speak, that it's something that has to do with ministry or something that has to do with the church or good works and those sorts of things, you know, things of mercy. But it's not always ours, you know. Sometimes those jobs are for someone else, and the Lord may have you given to it, or he may have you connect some people, but it's not always ours, our own to take on. So I'm learning. I'm learning too, y'all. One thing I have come up against, you know, I had someone years ago, they told me, and they made a comment about something. They said, well, when it quits bothering you, then it'll quit bothering you. And I have found that's not totally true, but it is partially true. You know, like if sickness is bothering you, if you get to where you ignore it, it doesn't necessarily go away. As we get victory over things and to where we trust God and we know that it's not going to bother us, and yeah, but there is some truth that when it stops bothering you, then it'll move on. But an area of things that challenges that you have are areas that the enemy is pushing your buttons a little bit. If he realizes he can push your buttons, then he'll keep coming back and pushing your buttons. And sometimes the Lord will let the enemy, I mean, he'll let that happen because he's wanting us to grow through it, to learn how to get the victory in it. And something that I have found here lately, there's been a few times I've been getting offended at people some about various things, you know. The word says to love good and to hate evil, and things like spirits of control and taking advantage of people and being ugly, things like that. I have to say it does offend me sometimes, you know, things that are unfair, people, and particularly even more so. If it's people that are in the body of Christ, people that know better, people that have, you know, when people have agendas, hidden agendas, or when they take others for granted, that kind of stuff gets under my skin a little bit, and it angers me. Some I won't say I'm not a person with a big temper. I'm really not. But that kind of stuff, it's like, really? And I've noticed, you know, I've really gone to the Lord on some things, you know, here lately, and like, God, how am I supposed to feel? Lord, you know, I have found that one thing I have learned is to run to God with stuff, particularly, you know, when if it's one or two people that continue to, out or to punch my buttons a little bit like that, you know, and you try to go, okay, you know, okay, there's, you know, maybe they didn't mean to or this and that, but, you know, when you see something over and over, you finally realize it's like, okay, there's some crap here that needs to be dealt with. But see, God doesn't always want us to deal with it. You know, sometimes that's His, but He does want us to come to Him on how to react. So one thing I have learned is run to God and say, Lord, you know, this is bothering me. This is bothering me. And how do you want me to feel? How should I think? How should I act or react? How should I, how should I work this out in my mind and in my heart, Lord, so that it's pleasing to you and that it doesn't upset me or it doesn't mess with my emotions or anything like that, because we can get there. We absolutely can get there to a point that things, when the enemy can tries to continually rattle our cage or punch our buttons, and I'm sorry, the enemy does use people, and yes, the enemy uses Christians too. But when we see something over and over, and it's, you know, sometimes the Lord will have us confront it, but not always. And to be quite honest, my natural nature is to confront things, because I've always been a person, I like things just out in the open. It's like, let's lay all the cards on the table. I like honesty. And if there's something going on, I'm more the type to want to say, okay, this is going on and this is not right, or, you know, this is happening over and over, and, you know, and just lay it all out. But I found most people are really not that way. And sometimes the Lord wants us to deal with things like that, and sometimes He does not. So that's one thing I've been asking the Lord. It's like, Lord, and I'm sure you guys have gone through things, whether it was with offense or whatever it was, that if it was something that was happening over and over, you know, whether it's someone being rude. See, I don't like that either. I don't like rudeness. I don't like people taking advantage of people. I don't like meanness and hatefulness and cruelty and that kind of stuff. It just really, I don't like it. And but it's like, God, how do we look at this? How do we work through this? How are we to deal with it? Because absolutely throwing a fit is not the way to go. Or, you know, having a temper fit, anything like that is not the way to go. And I know offense is something that can really, it can really stop you in your tracks. It as a Christian, offense is not the way that we can go. It's just not. You know, I remember hearing Kenneth Copeland one time made the comment. He says, "I cannot afford to be offended because I must protect the anointing." And that is such a true statement. I know all of y'all have listened to Randy enough. You've heard him tell the story of how he really got offended at someone that stole some money from him, that cheated him out of around $5,000, and how it really got under his skin. And even though that person was so obviously wrong to have done that, and Randy was innocent, it still affected his Christian walk to be offended at the guy. You know, and God made him turn that loose, you know. And I know when anything that we turn loose, you know, even the Lord says anything that we lose in this world for His sake will be multiplied back to us even in this life, that God will give it back in this life. So when, you know, when God tells you to turn something loose, you're not going to lose. You're going to win in the end. You're going to win. But you know, it's something I've been inquiring of the Lord. It's like, Lord, how do I deal with something? How do I look at something? do I deal with it at all? Do I back away from it? Sometimes, because the Lord will have you do that sometime too. And I can recall, this is a little bit different situation, but I like giving examples. And like I'm old enough, I've lived enough, it seems like a lot of these lessons that I talk about are things that maybe in some form or another I have walked through it and can look back and say, you know, this is what happened. And back a number of years ago, 25 plus years ago, I was at a job and a girl came to work there that was from another state that was a witch. Now, me being a Christian, spirit-filled Christian, I kind of knew the signs, you know. For one thing, you discern in your heart. When you're spirit-filled, you discern those things. But in this particular case, excuse me, she did things outwardly and talked enough. You know, she talked about visiting graveyards of witches and things she did. And at Halloween, she really, you know, went out doing things that it was like, okay, this is a witch. Of course, when you're around people that are not church people in the sense of spirit-filled and all of that, if you tell them somebody's a witch, which I wouldn't anyhow, but if you told someone a witch, they're going, right, you know. Most people don't believe that witches even exist today. And they, you know, particularly many of the mainline denominations, they don't realize that they're very much out there. Not in the sense of riding brooms and things like that, but they're very real. But anyhow, I was on a job and this girl was hired that was a witch, and she immediately disliked me, which I knew what it was. It was the spirit that was within her disliked the spirit that was within me. Of course, she was very sly with it. She wasn't real open with it. Had been working there a number of months. At that time, I worked with a veterinarian, and he and I were gone almost all day long, most every day, because we worked at horse ranches collecting stallions and various things and doing horse work. So I really was not in the clinic very much, just very little. And then later she concocted a story that I was bullying her and saying things to her and this and that. And they asked me about it, and I was floored. I'm like, what? You know? And come to find out, bottom, you know, as it went through, she was warning the hours that I worked. I had the morning position and had the best hours and things like that, and she was warning my hours, and she finally made a play to get those. And during that time, of course, I was offended that someone would lie about me. Luckily, the veterinarian that I worked with now, he was a little in question, but he, you know, told the other doctors, he said, well, Jenny's with me all day long, you know. So anyhow, but she still made attempts to accuse me of talking ugly to her and bullying her and things like that, even though I was not there. And at that time, I was praying and asking God, because for one thing, I knew to say anything about her being a witch would not be the thing to do, and they wouldn't understand any of that anyhow. And sometimes we just we're led to let the Lord fight our battles. And in this case, as I prayed, I didn't really feel to do anything other than kind of keep my distance. It's like, okay, if I'm not talking to her and kind of staying on the other side of the clinic and kind of, you know, keeping some distance, then certainly I can't be accused of saying things to them if I'm not talking to them. So, you know, I really felt led just to kind of keep my distance, because, like I said, I was gone the majority of the time anyhow. Well, I still, you know when someone's into witchcraft or someone is lost, you know, I tell others, people that are lost are going to act, you know, sinners are going to act like sinners. If someone's never known the Lord, they're not going to act the same, you know. You can expect a sinner to act like a sinner and someone that is lost to act like someone is lost. And we understand that, if that's making sense to you. But in this particular case, I still prayed for her salvation. You know, I was still praying for her salvation and for her eyes to be opened, and that she would come to a knowledge of the Lord and how much God loved her and stuff like that. Even though for protection and wisdom, God had me kind of keep my distance and not be ugly, still be cordial, that sort of thing. But, to, you know, as the word says, wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove. Well, there came a day I was getting ready to one spring to haul my mare, one of our mares, about 2 hours away or maybe 2.5 hours away to a stallion to be bred. And this girl, she was a horse girl. Now, she had horses and things like that. So we had some things in common in that sense. And even during that, I mean, I had helped her find a place to keep her horses. And when she wanted to breed her mare, I helped her, give her the names of some stallions. And, you know, I helped her in every way I could, even with the contention that she had towards me. I still tried to bless her. You know, the word says to bless those that despitefully use us and those sorts of things. But I still tried. But anyhow, come a day that I was going to be taking a mare about, I would say about 2.5 hours away to a stallion. And of all things, she came to me and she asked me, she said, "Can I go with you?" I was a little shocked because I thought, "You hate me. Why would you want to go with me?" But I didn't say anything, and I said, "Sure, you can go with me if you like." And so she rode with me, and I thought, you know, maybe there'll be an opportunity for me to talk to her about Jesus or some kind of breakthrough in her heart or things like that. I didn't know. But I did let her go with me, and we rode over to where the stallion was, and I unloaded our mare, and I saw her rub the mare a time or two, and I saw her walk up and rub the stallion a time or two, and I'm not ignorant of witchcraft ways. Like I said, I've had to deal with witches 2 or 3 different times through the years, so I have learned a little bit, not a lot, but a little bit. Anyhow, nothing was, she didn't really say anything in particular, and we went back, and that was all of that. She had bred her mare, too. But keep in mind that in some of the witchcraft things, some of the spells and things like that they do, that they'll try to get a hold of hair and that sort of thing, and I think now that's what's going on. But anyhow, the next spring come, and our mare, she laid down to have her foal, and we were out there watching her. And a little screech owl came up and was walking around on the ground while our mare was having her baby. And I thought, oh, how cute, you know, that it would come out here and would not be afraid of us and would walk around. And I just assumed, you know, owls eat meat. So I thought, oh, it probably smells the odor or something. But anyhow, she had a beautiful baby. The mare was fine. The baby was fine. The little owl walked around for a while, and then it flew off and it left, and that was all. Well, then I think a day or two later, I made a comment about it, and lady that was a witch, she said, "Oh, an owl means death." And I kind of went, you know, I said, "Well, the mare is fine and the baby is fine." You know, of course, I knew the Lord was. And see, as the word says, you know, a curse without cause cannot come. That same girl that was in a witchcraft that had worked with me, her mare also had a baby. Well, the mare, the baby got stuck in her, and the mare ended up getting some nerve damage where she couldn't get up. Long story short, the mare ended up dying, or she ended up having to put her mare down, and the baby came out solid, and then she had trouble, and she ended up giving the baby away, and it was just not a good deal. And I thought, Lord, you know, the word talks about those that dig a pit for another's feet will fall into it themselves. And I can honestly say I think that that's what happened in that situation. And this may be a little bit of a strange thing to be sharing, but, you know, everything that we learn, you know, is a benefit to us to hear real-life stories of what goes on and how God gives us victory, and also the wiles of the enemy in the process. But, you know, I honestly believe in all of that, that it was honestly she tried to put a spell or something on the horses, and because I had not retaliated against her. If we step out in retaliation, oh, honey, that can really open the door to the enemy to attack us, or, you know, it opens a door to where we can step out from under the Lord's protection in those situations. Had I retaliated against that lady, you know, had I accused her and all of this stuff and tried to fight, you know, fight evil with evil. You know, the word says don't return evil for evil, but return evil with good. And that was what I tried my best to do. And with everything in my heart, I believe that God honored it. And in that situation, I with all my heart believed that that was what happened, that that's why she wanted to go, is she wanted to get hair from both horses to try to cast a spell. But my horses ended up fine, and hers did, and it's sad. I mean, it's sad. I don't wish that on anyone. And I, you know, she later quit and moved to another state. I think she moved completely away. And I still, you know, gave her a book about a devotional about the Lord and prayed for her salvation. But, see, God, in the process of all these things that's going on and the people that are saying it's one thing behind the next, sometimes God is letting, he's warning us that as we are setting aside every weight that so easily besets us, that it's not just things on the exterior, things that are taking our time, things that are taking up our mind, that are filling our mind, but he's also wanting us to deal with things that are in our heart. You know, he's like, I want not only maybe to clean house in the natural, but I want to clean house some in the spiritual. So he's wanting us those things that can beset us spiritually, those things that can beset us emotionally, those things that can keep coming back and presenting themselves. God's saying, I want to deal with this. I want to get this cleaned out. I want to get you free and lighter in your load in every area. He may have you clean your closet. He may have you drop things, activities that you're in that are taking time away from him, or things that take up your finances unnecessarily, things that just busy your mind. But he may also be talking to us about things that are in our heart, our attitudes, belief systems that we've developed through the years, that he's like, I want to deal with this because I want to set aside, I want you to set aside, to help you set aside every weight that so easily besets you. And if we have things in our intellect, things in our belief system, things, whether it's offense, whether it's anger, whether it's, okay, they did me wrong, so I'm going to do them wrong, whatever the case. I mean, it can be any number of things, and not everything is something really big and ugly. It can even be, as I said earlier, of wanting to be so helpful that every time somebody asks us to do something, that we say yes and run do it without inquiring of God about it. See, God got me about that one too, of thinking, yeah, sure, I'll help. And God said, I don't want you doing that. So all of this stuff. Anyhow, this has been kind of a lengthy lesson. I've gone a little beyond the time that I normally intend to. So let me play the song I had picked out. I'm going to pick something a little shorter so I don't take up quite so much time here. Okay. Let me play a song and write down all of the numbers.
You did. You paint the morning sky with miracles in mind. My hope will always stand, for you hold me in your hand. Lord, I'm amazed.
Amazing. Well, Lord, I thank you for tonight. And Father, I just, Lord, I open my mouth. You, Lord, you said, open your mouth and I will fill it. So, Lord, I just open my mouth, Lord, to pray and minister to these precious people, Lord, and believe that you will fill my mouth with your words, Lord, what you have to tell them to uplift them and to encourage them. In Jesus' mighty name. And Lord, I just speak a blessing over each and every one. Lord, that you would fill their hearts with revelation, with understanding, and Lord, the hope and love of knowing that you are with them each and every step of the way, Lord, and that they will come out on the other side victorious. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, my first caller here is 405-250. I believe this is Miss Lucretia.
Yes, how you doing?
I'm good, sweetie. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing pretty good.
You sound a little tentative there, but okay. Let's pray for you. Father, I thank you for Lucretia.
Okay.
Father, Lord, I thank you, Lord, that she's like a flower in your garden. Father, Lucretia's like a flower in your garden, Lord, that she is a planting of the Lord. Father, I thank you, Lord, for the fragrance. Wow, I feel that. I thank you, Lord, for the fragrance. Lord, that others, the fragrance of the Lord, Lord, that's in her life, that others partake of. Lord, that her life, Lord, that you have marked her life. Lord, you have created her in the colors and in the beauty of God. Lord, that you created her in the way that pleases you, And, Lord, you've given her a unique fragrance, Lord, that's unique just to her. Lord, that you chose this fragrance that is unique to her, Lord. And, Father, thank you, Lord, that as you have planted her, Lord, that how others, I love, Lucretia, I just see like just this beautiful flower and how others partake of that fragrance that's within you. And, you know, the giftings that God puts in us, you know, people, you hear this, and it is really true, that the giftings that God puts in us, they're for others. You know, if you have a spirit of prophecy, if you have a spirit of discernment and things like that, and they do play a part in our own life for sure. But those wonderful things that God puts in you, he puts in you to use in the lives of others. And I see like others, like people walking by. It's like I would see people walking by this flower or these flowers, and they're taking in this aroma, of like the God part of you, that God, the uniqueness of God that's in you, that they're taking in this aroma and the blessing that it is. And Father, Lord, I thank you, Father, for the discovery in Lucretia, Father, that she is discovering who she is in you, Lord, in the discovery, Lord, that even lays ahead of her, Father, of those unique parts, of those parts, Lord, of her, the giftings, the callings, Lord, the things that maybe have been hidden even up until this time, Lord, that have been undiscovered by her, Lord, that she will begin to discover as you reveal these things to her, Lord. God, the precious things, the gifts. Lucretia, for all of us, I think as we go, you know, it's like as we go, things are uncovered because God gives, you know, many of us are born with the gifts that God has given us, that he says he gives to men severally as he wills. And many times most people, I believe, would have more than one gift. But see, they're not all activated at once. Those gifts, even though they're in us, as we grow in God, as we move with the Lord, those things begin to get activated. And I just sense, you know, I just heard the word discovery. And God, as you are growing with God, as you are moving with God, as you are obeying with God, moving with him, that these things being activated and coming to life in a sense that it would be surprising even to you of what God has put within you. And seeing yourself stepping out in things that maybe you've not even thought about or haven't dreamed of. And maybe you have dreamed of, but maybe haven't stepped into those things. But I just see God, you discovering. That's the word I heard was discovery. Discovering these things because they start being activated in a new way, activated in a way that you're really moving in them and those things happening. And just it being a joy to you. But I see it surprising even you of what God has put in you. Amen.
Amen. I receive it. In the name of Jesus, I receive it. Thank you for that.
Oh, you're welcome. Do you have anything special you wanted to share or anything special you want to pray about tonight?
I just want to hear from God more. And I think I'm at the stage that I really want God to use me to be a blessing to other people, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as far as ministry, I don't really know a whole lot about ministry. I mean, I have ministered to people, but not necessarily in a traditional sense. Or, you know, but I want to be used more. And I just, you know, want this to be like a new season of unfolding. And you kind of touched on it a little bit where I just learned more about myself and what God to do.
And I think, you know, that's exactly even in the word that he gave you about the flowers and the fragrance, the aroma of others partaking of your aroma, that is what, because that is a blessing. But you will find that many times like Randy shares life experiences and how God has given victory, how God has protected, how God has done things, you know, and even in some of the stories I tell and Terrence and Tanisha, many times some of your greatest teaching, so to speak, will be in sharing your life, those things that I mean, we all need to know the Bible. We all need to read the Bible and learn the Word. I mean, we can do nothing without the Word. But people will connect many times with your life experiences because that's someone that they can see or someone that they can talk to, and they can relate. You know, they can relate in this day and time of what's going on in your life. So I would just say be sensitive at times in sharing your own story with people and how God has moved in your life and how God has brought you through, how God has given you victory. You will be surprised at what an encouragement that is to others of telling. And it takes a vulnerability. You know, it's vulnerable when you start telling your own personal stories and being open with that. But it's something that will touch many hearts. And so I'd say just end this. Let God lead you. There will be times that your own stories will be a huge blessing to people.
Yes, I've seen that, and you know, I'm ready to share it because I definitely have a story to tell. I definitely have a story to tell. So.
Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for Lucretia, Father, and I thank you, Lord, for bringing her higher and bringing her forward, Lord, for Lord, just straightening the path, Lord, that making straight the path that has been crooked, Lord, everything, and Lord, just fulfilling the desire of her heart, Lord, to hear you better, to know you better, to Lord, to find that place of destiny, the place that you've called her to, and Lord, I know that you're doing that. Lord, I just know in my heart that you're doing that. And Lord, we thank you for this new year, stepping out in new things, Lord, stepping out into greater discovery, Lord, even as you said. Lord, that discovery is before her. And, Lord, we just thank you for it in advance. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're more than welcome. Was there anything you wanted to share with us tonight before I let you go?
No, that's all. Other than God is good, and I don't really have anything to complain about. God is good.
Okay. All right. Well, you be blessed, sweetie, and you have a happy new year this week, and I look forward to hearing from you again about what God's doing, and just looking forward to hearing it.
All right. Thank you. You have a wonderful new year as well.
You too. Good night. Hi, 910-709. How's Miss Sylvia doing?
Fine. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for waiting and holding. Did you have anything you wanted to share tonight with us?
Not tonight.
Okay. Well, let's pray for you, Father. I thank you for Sylvia, Father. And, Lord, I just thank you for your hand that upholds. Lord, I thank you that your hand that upholds her, Father. Lord, I thank you, Father, for strengthening her body, strengthening her immune system. Father, I thank you, Lord, for just bringing healing to her, Lord. Father, that she will be able to look back on these days that have been so difficult. Look back on the days, Lord, of health issues, Lord, and that she'll be able to look back and say, God was faithful. God was faithful in healing is mine. And Lord, I just thank you, Father, for doing that. Lord, I just thank you in advance for, Lord, for bringing her through this battle, Lord, that she can honestly look back and say, that battle is won. That battle is over. That battle is won. And Lord, that it be a testimony, not only a testimony, Lord, but an anointing, Lord, to see others delivered, to see others set free that have gone through similar battles or are going through similar battles. And, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for strengthening hope. Lord, for infusing hope in a greater way. Lord, battles that are lengthy sometimes can pull on our hope. Sometimes they can seem like, will this ever change? You know, will I always be fighting this? And I can say for a fact, no. God does give victory, and victory is complete. He does give victory. And so, Father, I just thank you, Lord, that Sylvia's hope is strengthened and made full, Lord, that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, but it's the substance of things hoped for. And, Father, I thank you, Lord, that you have infused her hope many times, Lord, that you have gone in and you have just filled her with hope and you have strengthened her hope and have breathed life into her hope, Lord, and into her faith. But, Lord, I thank you, Father, for the day, the time, the day, Lord, that all of that battle is done, is over, is behind her. And, Lord, that she can raise her hand and shout victory, that the victory is won. And, Lord, I thank you, Father, for opening our hearts to even seeing and knowing that in Christ it was all done. Lord, in Christ it was all done. But, Lord, we believe in seeing it in our own lives, too. The victory is all done. And, Lord, I give my testimony, Lord, that it is all done. All the days that you think, will I ever get beyond this? All the times that you hope against hope sometimes that the Lord has said that I will have victory. God has said that I will get to the other side. God has said that I will come out victorious. And you hope against hope, and then God does it. And then it's done, and it's done, and it's done. And Sylvia, I don't know if you have been going through anything physically here the last few days, but it seems like that's where my heart is, to pray over the health battles that you've had.
Yes,
and I don't know if you have anything. Okay.
Yes,
I didn't know if you had been going through anything, to be honest. I didn't know. But I know that's where that's where I felt grown, is just to pray God's strength and to pray over this battle being done, this battle being won, the victory being won. Father, I just thank you for it. And, Lord, I just stand with Sylvia, Lord, in total expectancy, Lord, of divine help, Lord, of this battle that has waged, Lord, for years, that has tried to battle against her for years, that it being won. I just feel that just in the depths of my heart, Sylvia. And, Father, I thank you, Lord, for the victory in Christ, victory in Jesus. Lord, we sing victory in Jesus. Jesus is our victory. And, Lord, we trust you. And we thank you, God, for the total, complete deliverance and healing and restoration, Lord, in her respiratory system, in her sinuses, Lord, and all of that where the enemy has attacked, all of that, and, Lord, all of the damage that has been done, Lord, completely reversed. And, Lord, even the trauma of having gone through that, Lord, all of that healed and taken away, and her restored physically, emotionally, mentally, Lord, and even the finances that she's been out of, the medications and doctors, Lord, I even ask for that to be restored. Lord, your word says that all things, that God will restore all things. And, Lord, I thank you for restoration for Sylvia. Lord, I thank you for restoration for Sylvia and victory. Victory in Jesus. And, Lord, we call it done. We call it done. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
You're welcome. I felt more led just to pray for you, sweetie, tonight than I did to prophesy over you. I felt led to pray for you. So I said, I had no idea if you were going through anything physical right now or not, but that's where I felt led to go.
Yes. I am, and I thank you for praying.
No, you're more than welcome. I believe, girl. I believe for you. Like, you know, I mean, you know my story. You know the things that I went through and for years and years and years. And so I can sympathize, relate. I mean, you have my compassion because I've been there. But God brought me out, and God will bring you out. And we bring victory in Jesus. God will bring you out, hon. I remember when I was going through. You're welcome. I remember when I was going through some of my worst times. And, of course, this lady's in heaven now, but I went to a prophetic meeting lady and told me, and she didn't know personally, you know, what I went through. And she told me, she says, the Lord says, you're coming out, and you're coming out victorious. And, honey, I want you to know I held on to that word with everything in me because I knew that she didn't know what I was going through. And that was a word from God. And it was just a few weeks after that, just a few weeks, that I was completely healed. So praise God, and I just stand with you too. Father, I just thank you, Lord, for bringing Sylvia out victorious, coming out victorious, Lord. I just stand with her for that, for her too, Lord, through this battle, over with it, in it, over and done, and her victorious and free in Jesus' name. Well, sweetie, I'm just going to believe with you that in this new year's going to be a new year. You know, Randy's been talking about what a wonderful new year we're coming up on, that this is going to be one of the most wonderful years for you you've ever had.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. Well, you be blessed, hon, and I will talk to you later.
Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh.
Good night.
Right, 205-531. How is Miss Julia May tonight?
Yes, fine.
Good, good. How is your niece still doing? I think that's your niece. Your niece still doing good?
Yeah, my niece-in-law, she responds to voices and she feels some, you know, so they can talk to her and she will make a face expression or something like that.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, good, good. Lord, we just thank you for every bit of improvement. Sometimes it's baby steps, but, Lord, we thank you for every bit of improvement.
Right.
Well, let's pray for you. Father, I thank you for Julia May, and Father, I just thank you, Lord, that I just hear the word strong. Lord, I thank you, Father, that how she has stood strong, Father. Lord, I thank you that you've given her a strength. You've given her a strength that comes from the Lord. An ability to stand in you, Lord, that you have infused her with strength. And, Lord, even at times when, Lord, when she felt like, I don't know if I have the strength to stand much longer, that, Lord, that you have held her up. God, what I said is, G-May, is like, you know, if you've ever been around someone that's elderly, how you kind of stand behind them and put your arms under their arms and kind of brace them or like where that they can kind of lean on you, brace on you to help them stand. And that's the way I'm seeing it is like the Lord, you know, there's been times that where you maybe felt like you just, you know, like, I'm standing, but I just don't know if I can keep standing much longer. And I see like the Lord has literally at times like put his arms under your arms and like held you up, you know, helped support you in that way. So that you were able to lean on his strength, and he didn't pick you up and carry you. You still had to stand, but that he supported you in your stand that gave you the strength to stand through things when it felt at times that my, you know, I feel like my ankles are weak, or I feel like I can't stand much longer. But I just see how God has supported you, and he has let his strength help support you in those times that just felt a little overwhelming or felt like they would be too much. And, Father, I just thank you, Lord, Lord, for your love for Julia May, your love for her family. And, Lord, how that you have loved her family. You have loved them through Julia May many, many times. Many, many times, Lord, that you've expressed, and she has allowed you to. She's allowed you, Lord, to love others through her. And, Father, I thank you, Lord, for the reward for Julia May. Father, in her obedience, Lord, in her giving up of herself and her willingness, Father, to go the extra mile. And she has many times. Lord, in a sense, many times she's gone that extra mile. Lord, many times she's taken up the slack that really was someone else's, that should have been somebody else's slack. But, Lord, that she took up the slack that wasn't really even her own to have to do, but she did. And Lord, I just thank you, Father, for her reward, Lord, for extra blessings, Lord, for handfuls on purpose, Lord, that are left by you, Lord, that your favor is shown in her life and on her life, Lord, your blessings upon her life. And Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for things in your word coming to life to her, Lord. Father, that as she reads your word and things that she sees, Lord, that'll jump off the page to her in a new way, that at times when she's just in her devotional time with you and in those times that she's just alone with you and studying your word, Father, that things, that certain things would all but light up on the page to her. And, Lord, you showing her new revelation, new understanding, Lord, saying, wow, I've not seen that like that before. Or I've never quite seen that side of it. That's not grabbed me like that before. And Lord, I just thank you, Father, for your reward. Lord, I thank you for your revelation that's coming in a new way. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for pouring out blessings on Julia May. And Lord, I thank you, Father, for continuing to answer her prayers, Lord, for continuing, Lord, to bring forth miracles in her life and in the lives of those that she cares for and prays for. And Lord, I just thank you for all of those around her, Lord, that are actually like prayer partners that stand with her, Lord, that even support her in prayer and like prayer partners is the way I see it. But Lord, I just thank you, Father, for your love, for your blessing, for your mercy, for your care. I love that. When I said your care, it's like I can see, you know, it's like I can see like the Lord always caring for you, always providing for you. Really like he would say that you'll never be without. You know, you'll never be without. You know, as the word says, I've never seen my children begging bread, the righteous begging bread. And I just really sense, you know, like when I said the word care, like God caring for you, like that you are secure, that he will always care for you. He will always take care of you. He will always care for you. So, Lord, I just thank you for your goodness. Lord, I thank you for your mercy and your compassion. Lord, I thank you for your power as our Father God that loves us, our Father God, Lord, that provides for us. And Lord, I just ask for a special blessing for Julia May and her life. Lord, a special blessing in this new year. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, did you have anything special you were wanting prayer about, sweetie?
No, that's the cover of thing. This prayer for Strit and my friend Karen, Missouri. But she got pneumonia, and unfortunately, she passed on the 21st. So they're praying for her only child and her sister and the family. You know, because pneumonia, she went fast. They put on life support, but she didn't last no time. So prayer for
them. No. Lord, we just ask, Lord, for comfort for this family, Lord, and to help them to be able, Lord, to move forward. Lord, that just your compassion, Lord, that your love would just surround them and help them, Lord, that they will let you fill the void in their hearts and in their lives, Father. Lord, that they will, Lord, trust you for the days ahead, that they will lean upon you, Lord, for the days that follow and moving forward without this one that they love. But, Lord, I just thank you for just touching them and bringing them closer together and Lord, and just filling their hearts with the compassion and mercy of God. And, Lord, bringing healing to their hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, you have a good week, sweetie. And thank you for waiting.
Okay,
good night. 903-918. I believe this is Miss Michelle.
Yes, it is.
Hi, sweetie. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
I'm good. I am good, and it's good to hear your voice. I just love the sweetness and the joy that I hear in your voice. Father, I thank you for Michelle, and Father, I thank you that she is a light. Father, she is a light to her family and her friends. Lord, she's a light in the area. Lord, those that she's around, I want to say in your community is the word that kept coming to mind. But Father, I thank you, Lord, that she is a light. She is a light. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for the joy that's even in her countenance, the joy, Lord, the sound, even the sound of joy, Lord, that's within her voice. Father, I thank you for that. That just makes me want to smile on the inside. Father, I just thank you, Lord. Lord, that she is able, Lord, to even lift the hearts of others, Lord. That sometimes just her presence, her smile, Lord, that her ability just coming in the room, Lord, how that she is able to lift the hearts of others. I see, this is strange, I see like an older woman. And I see you going in the room, and when you go in the room with your smile and your words, your voice, I see it lightening, like this lady's heart just lights up. I see like her countenance and her heart becomes happy because you're there. And I don't know if this is a particular person or is this just a type, and, you know, like sometimes a type and shadow of God, but I tend to feel that this is actually a particular person. I just see like an older lady, and I just see her heart being so happy when you come in, when she sees you and when she talks and when you come to visit her. I don't know where this is, but that's what I'm seeing. And Father, I just thank you, Lord, Lord, that your spirit is within Michelle. Father, that you have blessed her with gifts. Father, you have blessed her with an ability to share and actually even to counsel. Lord, that there is a witness there of counsel. Lord, that she has that ability to counsel with others, Lord, in a way that's tender, in a way that's tender, in a way that's compassionate, in a way but that's full of wisdom. Lord, that's full of wisdom, and it's palatable to people. It's palatable. That's so important in life, that we can share with people and they're able to digest what we say, because, you know, people can have an ability to counsel. They can have a lot of good wisdom. They can have a lot of good advice. But if they come off as a know-it-all, or if they come off harsh and well, this is what you need to do, you know, that sort of thing. My daddy was a little bit like that, maybe a whole lot like that. But that can be hard to digest. Someone can have all the wisdom in the world, but their approach and their delivery, people from being able to receive it, because it's not palatable to them, it's not digestible to them. But see, what I sense in you, that there's a kindness, a sweetness, a compassion. There's an ability to connect with people in a heart-to-heart way, in a heartfelt way that's palatable to people, that they're able to receive from you, and that's huge. It doesn't matter how much we know if people can't receive from us. But see, you've got that, and it's like the heart of God, the fruits of the Spirit, that loveliness of God, that kindness of the Lord, that gentleness of God, that people can receive, that God is able to go in where there's tilled soil and just plant the most beautiful seeds in people's lives through your words and through the connection, through the relationships that He has in your life, because of the God character there. You know, all the gifts in the world won't do much good if we don't have the fruits of the Spirit with it. You know, the fruits of the Spirit are so important. You know, you know, as the word talks about, that we're just a clanging gong or cymbal, you know, no matter how gifted we are, if we don't have love. And see, I just sense that there's a love about you, a compassion about you, a kindness about you that makes people very receptive. And God is able to do so much with a life that is submitted in the fruits of the Spirit like that, that God is able to move in the way that's his personality. And so he wants us to show his personality. So, Father, I thank you for Michelle, and Father, I thank you for using her, and Father, I thank you for the joy of the Lord that radiates in her countenance, Lord, that comes forth in her voice, the kindness of God, and Lord, how that you're able to plant seeds in the lives of others through her, Lord, how you're able to lift the hearts of others. And Lord, I thank you for, I don't know who the lady is, but Lord, if this is a particular person, and I feel kind of that it is, Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for bringing joy to her heart through Michelle and for lifting her heart and Lord, just bringing hope to her and Lord, blessing her life through Michelle. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Do you know her? Yeah, do you know a lady like that? I'm just curious.
I kind of think I know who you're talking about.
Okay.
But
I mean, I don't know who I'm talking about. I don't know who I'm talking about. That was the picture I was seeing, and so I just related what I was seeing. And like I said, sometimes it can be a type and shadow, but honestly, in this case, I felt like it was a particular person. Thank you, Jesus. But I just saw the joy in her when you come in. So that's neat. I was just curious. You know, so that's neat. Well, did you have anything in particular, hon, that you were wanting prayer about?
No, not tonight.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for waiting, and thank you for holding, and I hope you have a wonderful New Year's starting this weekend, but I hope your whole New Year is wonderful.
Thank you.
I have great expectancy. Oh, thank you, sweetie. Thank you. Well, you have a good night. God bless.
God bless.
I really do have a great expectancy for this New Year. I think God will be doing some house cleaning as far as even in his body, you know, wanting to get some things dealt with. You know, that's not bad stuff. I mean, that's not bad stuff. Personally, it's good stuff. I'm always, you know, I tell the Lord, I cherish your correction, because all the things that he cleans out and all those things that he works in our life, it's a blessing. I mean, it's a blessing, and it makes our lives flow easier and more understanding, and it just makes life better all the way around. So, all right, next caller, 828-989. How is Miss Jennifer tonight? How are you? You sound good. You sound good. You sound good and healthy tonight.
I am surviving.
All right, surviving.
Surviving.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you're surviving. I'm glad you're still here with us.
Yeah.
How's your mommy doing?
Better.
Good.
Yeah, you've blessed me greatly tonight. Greatly.
Oh, thank you. You don't know how much I appreciate it. The nights that I am just kind of sharing from my heart, sometimes I feel like I kind of flutter around from here and there, but I'm like, God, you know.
I felt like you were speaking directly to me. I mean, you were describing me, and I was actually in my closet cleaning, and I'm still sitting in my closet, believe it or not. So.
I've got
word.
That to do, too. Well, that's God knows. God knows what everybody needs, and he knows who's going to be listening. And I'm so dependent upon him for these programs and what to share and how to pray and things like that. But I'll be honest, this program is one of the biggest blessings in my life, and it's one of the things that I know that pleases mm-hmm. God, you know, because he's directed me. So thank you, and I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. So, thank you.
For you. Father, I thank you for Jennifer, and Father, I thank you, Lord, for, I just hear revelation. Father, I thank you, Lord, that mm-hmm. that she has been and is still in a time of great revelation, and Father, revealing, Father, that you have been in a time of revealing things to her, Lord, that you have been, like turning the pages. Lord, I see you like turning the pages, and Lord, that one thing after, really one thing behind the next, one thing after the other, Lord, that you've been mm-hmm. revealing and sorting out and speaking to her and showing her, Lord. Some things have been corrections. Some things have been in areas where you were way ahead of what you thought you were. Some areas he's shown you that, you know, that, wow, you know, you're doing so good here. And blessing you, and you're growing in this. And then there's other areas, you know, where he's like, okay, in this area, I wanted to tweak this a little bit. But I just see like going from page to page, almost like a teacher does, you know, with a student, and how God has mm-hmm. been in a time of revealing and revelation. You've been gaining revelation. You've been gaining understanding. You've also been, like I see you like flexing your muscles, like God, he's like in areas you've had growth and strength. That's what I believe that's representing, is like you've been growing in strength in certain mm-hmm. areas. But I see it like, so like flexing your muscles are like, yeah, I'm getting that. I'm understanding that. I'm growing in this area. I'm getting stronger in this area. And at the same time, God has he's tweaked some things in places, and I praise God for that in my life and for all of us, that as we grow, that God's constantly tweaking, you know, just like God has dealt with me this week, you know, and I've seen the areas of that when, and I won't say that people are right in what they do, but that at times when I've gotten offended, that I'm like, okay, God, I know that I can't go, that's not a place I can go, you know, that's, I can't do that. Even when people are doing things that are kind of ugly, I can't go there, you know. And so I've been asking God, and I'm like, God, show me. Lord, show me how to process this stuff. Show me how to think. Show me how to feel. Show me how to pray. Show me how to respond, or even to respond. You know, sometimes he won't let us respond to situations. And so thank God for how he, you know, when he does make correction, or when he does. And it's not always correction. Sometimes it's just tweaking it. It's like, instead of looking at it this way, I want you to look at it this way. And he shows us where to go with our thought processes, because the thought processes direct our emotions. He doesn't mm-hmm. want things, and I don't know why I'm telling you this particularly, because this is something I've been dealing with, but he doesn't want things to be able to move us in our emotions very easily.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're to be very steadfast in our emotions in the rest of the Lord. And things that pull on us, or things that rock our boat a little bit, or things that, you know, even if we don't get mad or get upset, it can still pull on our emotions. And the Lord, he's working. I know in me, he's working that when those things that I'm like, that's not right, you know, that it won't, that I won't feel it in my emotions. And it doesn't mean that we react. You know, we can keep ourselves from reacting, but we can't always keep it from manifesting in our, of feeling the tension in our body, so to speak, and things. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why he has me sharing that with you. But, Father, I just thank you, Lord, as you have turned the pages with Jennifer, Lord, as you're showing her things, as you're revealing things to her, Lord, that she is, even in her ability to see herself in situations, Lord, just like tonight, as you were able to see yourself, Father, I thank you, Lord, that she's also going to more and more see herself in these victorious, in the victory of things, in the victory of the battle. She's going to see herself more and more as the overcomer. I can feel that like a joy in my tummy. Father, I thank you, Lord, for more and more Jennifer seeing herself as an overcomer and seeing herself as strong in the Lord and the power of your might, the power of your might. Lord, that you are going to speak with her more and more about the power of your might. And, Lord, that though she has that revelation, that it's going to come in a greater way. And, Lord, that she is going to learn to really grab hold of that understanding of the power of your might. The power of your might.
Mm-hmm.
Father, I thank you for that. Lord, that that revelation of your greatness in a very real way. Jennifer, I just sensing it that there's I know that you know the word. I know that you have good understanding of God's greatness, but this is something different. Like a new level of grasping it. You know, I told the story here, I don't know, it was 2 or 3 weeks ago or 4 weeks ago, not that long ago. I mean, I know the word. I mean, I was raised in church pretty much. I mean, I know the word of God, and it's one thing to know the word, but I remember, and it was a supernatural experience of a morning that I woke up. This has been several years ago, and it was like God just, it was like he pulled the curtain back, and the revelation of the blood of Jesus and how that everything had been done, and even when the enemy would try to bring sickness or would try to bring things against us, because the blood, the work of the blood had already been done, that it didn't matter, because the enemy couldn't undo, that even if he did something, that it was healed, and there was nothing he could do that the blood hadn't already covered. So anything even that he brought, then it couldn't save, because the blood had already covered it, and it was a revelation that was a totally supernatural experience for me. And it was an incredible thing. And you know, that light like that, I can honestly say that light, that moment like that, it was just a few minutes that it was like, it was like God just pulled the curtain back. And then, you know, and then later it was, I mean, I still had the understanding of what God was saying, but that brilliant revelation was just for a few minutes, you know, or maybe an hour. But it was an experience that I'll never forget that has happened to me twice, both of them probably within the last 10 years, but twice. And it's a supernatural experience that is incredible. You know, what I was sensing, like, the power of his might, wow, that it being like that supernatural experience. Now, whether it would be like the experience that I had, I don't know. But, and it's hard to explain something that, you know, that's a supernatural experience like that. But I'm believing, you know, because I know that you know the word. I know that you believe that, and you know.
Yeah.
That's all wonderful, but those experiences like that, they're different level. They are different level,
right.
And I don't know how to, you know, to get it over. You know, I don't really know how to share it in human words much, other than to say it is different level. And I just pray, I believe in my heart that may be something like that. You know, when I would say the power of his might, and it's like it would radiate within me. You know, like that. And that there's something about the power of his might that there's going to be pulling back of the curtain for you, for God showing you the power of his might. Father, I just thank you for doing that. Lord, that you're putting the spotlight on that. Lord, and I just thank you for supernatural experiences for Jennifer, Lord. We thank you for the word, Lord. We thank you for everything that you show us. But, Lord, those supernatural experiences that are life-changing, those things that stay with us forever, God, those things that where you pull back the curtain, Lord, I just thank you for those times, for those experiences for Jennifer. In Jesus' name, amen.
Now I receive. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you,
needed
Jesus.
That. It's been a tough week. I really needed that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Jesus.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm. Did you have anything in particular you're wanting prayer about, sweetie?
No, I just blessed you. You just, I was one of the people who keep getting hit one thing after another. And, you know, I just got over this COVID thing. And my friend was missing. I hadn't heard from him in a while, and which wasn't normal. And I found his obituary the other day. He was 46 and just died unexpectedly, and he was my best friend, and I've been grieving that, and just tremendous grief. So you don't have to pray for me now, but if you just would keep that healing in your prayers, I would so much appreciate it.
I sure will, hon. I sure will. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, you've blessed me tonight. You have richly blessed me with everything from, you know, I felt it was for me tonight. I really do. And thank you for being so obedient to what you hear.
Thank you. Thank you. And thank you, Jesus. And
yes,
may God be all of the glory. Well, hon, I hope you have that your week starts to turn up more uplifting and just healing for your heart and just the comfort of the Lord for you.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
You're
God
welcome.
Bless you, Jean.
You're welcome. Oh, mm-hmm. God bless you, too. Well, good night.
Mm-hmm. Good night.
At 954-580, who am I speaking with and where are you calling from? Hey, 954-580. Where are you calling from and who am I speaking with? Okay. I'll try to come back to that one, but I'm down to just a few minutes here. So, okay, 321-230. Speaking with, and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Aunt Elise. How are you?
Oh, hi, Aunt Elise. How are you, sweetie?
I'm okay.
Oh, good talking to you.
Okay. Good to
talk. I'm glad I managed to get to you. All right.
Yeah.
Let's pray for you. Father, I thank you for Aunt Elise. And Father, I thank you, Lord, I hear the word witness. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for the witness that she is. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for her life being a witness. But Father, I thank you, Lord, for her life becoming a witness even more than it is at this time. It's Aunt Elise, it's like a sense like the Lord, like he has you marked. Like he has you marked for it's like he has you marked for favor, like success and favor, and like your life being a witness. And I'm sure you're a witness now, but what I sense is like being more of a witness, your life being a witness, you having a witness of God's favor, of God's goodness, of God's faithfulness, of God's provision, of God's ability to provide, of God's ability to turn the tide, to bring things together, to turn things, even when they maybe didn't look good, that God's able to turn things so that they become a blessing. You know, the word says what the enemy meant for evil, God will turn for good. And God is able to take our mess and make something really beautiful out of it. He's able to take those things, even where we have messed up, and I can raise my hand, amen, to this one. Those times when we have made mistake after mistake, or we have made the wrong choice, or we've messed up or feel like we've messed up, that even despite our falling short in places, even despite our mess ups, that God will turn and make something beautiful out of it, that he'll bring victory out of places that we think that we fell short, or that we feel like we failed, or those places that we think, gosh, I could have done better than that, you know. And it doesn't have to be big things. You know, it doesn't have to be something where we made some huge mistake, just areas where we think, you know what, I could have really done better there. But God is able, despite the things that we don't do right, despite the things that we fall short in, and do something beautiful with. And that is so cool how he does that. Because, see, then he gets all the glory from it, and he knows, I mean, we know, because we know more than anybody the places where we feel like we need improvement, or those places in our lives that it's like, you know, and I messed that up. And nobody else might not have known that, but I know that I messed up. And see, God is able to take those things because he knows that we know that it was him. And he loves doing that. He loves taking those things for that nobody else can get the credit but him, and showing himself strong. Because, see, that's a witness to others. Because, see, other people, they also know that they mess up. Nobody knows their mess ups more than the ones that do them, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, nobody knows my faults more than I know my faults. You know, I'll beat myself up more than anybody else ever has. And most of us are like that. Most of us are like this. We, yeah. You know, we'll tend to beat up on ourselves at times in areas, and like, oh, Lord, why did I do that again? Or why did I mess that up? Or I knew better than that, and I did it anyhow. I mean, we do that. But see, he so loves to be able to take those areas and do something beautiful with it, because it gives him all the glory. And we know that we didn't do it. We know that we couldn't do it. And, you know, I've got so many of those places, you know, where it's like, oh, God, you know, why did you bless me like you did when I didn't deserve it, when, you know, when I messed up time and again? And see, God's love is just like that. It's just like that. And I can just see the Lord smiling, like just smiling upon you, because he loves to bless you, and he has you marked for blessing. But he does it many times in a way that we can't look at ourselves and say, you know what, I did all of this just right, and that's why it all came together. Or I, you know, and we want to do right. I mean, we do. We want to please God, and we try so hard sometimes to, you know, to hear God and to do things the way that we feel like God is leading us. But even in the midst of all that, we still mess up some. But God then, see, when things come together, it's so awesome to know that even when we mess up, that he puts it together and he blesses us anyhow, and so he gets all of the glory. And he doesn't want us to be able to do everything on our own. You know, that's one thing, boy, God did that big in me as a young person. I had too much self-confidence. I had too much self-confidence. And some of it was because I didn't trust other people. It's like, I take care of myself, you know. And so I developed too much confidence, self-confidence. And God stripped that away. He stripped that away to where I learned that I had to depend on him. And see, that's what, you know, he wants us to. He wants us to be confident in his ability in us. And, you know, because we know that we're aware of our own inabilities. We're aware of our own shortcomings. We're aware of our own places that we're still growing and we're still working on. But see, when we're leaning upon his abilities and his strength and what he can do, how he's able to turn things around, even when maybe we've screwed something up, then we're never going to fall short. We're never limited in any way, because he's not limited at all. You know, even if we mess up, God's able to take something and make something awesome out of it. And I hope all of this makes sense. So you got to just have me go in this big story of all of this. But that's
no,
just what
it, it does. It does. It was such an on-time word. I really appreciate that. I have been going through something where, like, I've been kind of, like, beating myself up about it. And kind of, I mean, I don't know, to someone else it may not be that big of a deal, but I feel like I've been, like, I don't know, like, situations that I probably should just, you know, leave alone. I always go right back to it, you know, and then I beat myself up about it. And
yeah.
Another thing too with me thinking that I can just do things on my own all the time and planning things and trying to go through with things, that's probably, I mean, well, I'm learning that it's not in God's plan, and I just need to let him, you know, take control. So it was, that was definitely a time word. It was on time.
Well, thank you, Jesus. Well, sweetie, did you have anything in particular you were wanting prayer about tonight or anything you were wanting to share tonight?
Nothing in particular. Maybe prayer for one of my friends who just lost her mom from COVID.
There are so many deaths right now. It's so difficult, yeah. It Father,
is.
We just – what is her name?
Her name's Jasmine.
Father, we just ask, Lord, that you uphold Jasmine, Lord, and just surround her with your love, surround her with your comfort, Lord. Father, Lord, that's, I can't imagine the hurt, Lord, the hurt of losing her mother, Father, that and that insecurity that tries to set in, Lord, when one loses their mother. And Father, I just ask, Lord, that you be her security, Lord, that she be so aware that you are her Father and that you are with her, that you'll never leave her, Father. I thank you, Lord, for just that love of a father just enveloping her and just wrapping around her. Lord, let the memories that she has, Lord, be a blessing to her, to be something that brings sweet remembrance and not pain. Lord, that the memories be something that she's able to hold on to with joy of the good things. And, Lord, that the memories that are difficult, the memories of sickness, all of that, Lord, that those things dim very quickly. Lord, and that the others remain beautiful and strong. But, Lord, strengthen this family and help them, Lord, and bring healing. And Lord, help them to be able to move forward in you and to learn how to lean upon you, Lord. Lord, in even a greater way. And, Father, we just... Lord, we just ask for your healing for this nation, Lord, healing for the people, Lord. So, Father, that COVID be removed and that from our nation, Lord, even from this earth, Lord, that there be answers, that there be cures, Lord, and that you intervene on the behalf of the people. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much.
You are welcome, hon. You are more than welcome. Well, thank you for holding so long, and I'm so glad I got to talk to you tonight.
Thank you. I appreciate you. God bless you.
God bless you too, sweetie. Good night.
Good night.
All right. I'm afraid I am out of time. I've got to be logged off by 8:45, and it is 8:44, so I'm sorry if I wasn't able to get to you. I think the only one that I wasn't able to actually talk to, I did click on your number, the 954-580. I did click on your number and call on your number, and I guess I had missed you for the moment. But Randy will be on at 9 o'clock, so if you can call back in to his program and put your hand up, hopefully he will get to you and we'll be able to pray for you. But I want to wish everyone a happy new year and a blessed week, and just pray that God just covers you with his love and that you just be so aware of his goodness and his love for you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.